This is Corazón Tanguero, a radio show for tango lovers. Esto es Corazón Tanguero, un programa dedicado a los amantes del tango. Vintage to contemporary, Argentinian and from around the world. Tango for you, to dance, to listen, to embrace. My name is Cristina Bachín.
Mi corazón,
corazón tanguero. Pasión por el tango.
Corazón, corazón.
Corazón Tanguero today will have a conversation with musician and composer Alejandro Ruti, currently associate professor of music at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, about The Other Side of My Heart. This is an exquisite new album deeply grounded in the lives of immigrant women with the creative lyrics of Lorena Guillen and her bright soprano voice. Sometimes a dreamy jazzy atmosphere crosses the genres from tango to Argentinian samba without you noticing where the bridges of these complex compositions transport you. In this album, Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble brings the listener real-life stories of immigrant melancholy, that essential flavor of tango. In this conversation, Alejandro Ruti shares the creative process he follows in constructing this audio collage. For Corazón Tanguero today, Cristina Bachín. Welcome, Professor Alejandro Ruti, to our show, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I was really mesmerized by this work that you just released, The Other Side of My Heart, with the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble. What's the heart of this project? Let's begin by that.
Lorena had the idea of making a piece of music, or a large piece of music, for her next project with her ensemble, where she would use the voices of Latina immigrants in North Carolina and use those interviews and have them tell their stories. And those stories would become the songs. The part of the heart is that, you know, immigrants always leave behind their former life, and the other side of the heart is somewhere else. The procedure was very, very interesting. She found a number of women from different walks of life and with different experiences, and interviewed them all for a long interview, over an hour for each, and then narrowed down some of the experiences that she found really, really attractive to this project, and we used their words as lyric that Lorena put together for the five or six songs that are in the project.
That's quite unique that the lyrics comes from these kind of interviews, that they sound like interviews where these women would tell like their life story, isn't it? How can you match that kind of lyric to music? Because I guess that the creative process must have some kind of another complexity. Rather, if you would have written the lyrics.
Yeah, it took a lot of work. And, you know, my role was to set those lyrics into music. It was really hard, but
guess that. But it came out, we are going to share that with our listeners, but it came out like really like a precious pearl.
Thank you. But essentially, we tried to see in which moments they expressed in few words the most vivid experiences that we could put into song. And we focused on that. There might be no rhyme and no, you know, meter scheme for the voices, but we're very happy with the result.
This Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble, how is the composition of this ensemble?
We have violin, electric guitar, piano, bass, and percussion. The violin player is Jackie Carrasco. She teaches at Wake Forest University. She's a she's an incredibly violin player with lots of experience playing tango. So whenever Lorena's group plays straightforward tango shows, Jackie is like the best for that. I played piano and bass in this project, mostly bass. And Adam Ritchie and Guy Capuzzo, who are colleagues at UNC Greensboro, at the School of Music, they play electric guitar and piano. Fernando Lopez is a Cuban percussionist who just immigrated into the United States, bringing lots of great color with his drums.
How about sharing now the first track of this album, The Other Side of My Heart? Let's begin by the beginning, Many Ways of Arriving.
Okay.
Let's arrive with them.
My brother-in-law called me and said, I have some interviews for you.
They have to develop a game that trusts
Since I was the youngest in the family, they had a vision for their children, I suppose.
Maybe they understand anything.
We decided to come and walk through the desert for 3 days. Me being 12, my brother being 9.
We were listening to Many Ways of Arriving of this album just released, The Other Side of My Heart, by the Lorena Guillen Ensemble. And we are with Alejandro Ruti, who is the composer. You are the composer of all the music, almost all the music of this project, isn't it?
Most of them. there are some traditional tango tunes in this album, and there are two or three songs that are composed by some of my band members, Lorena, Guy Capuzzo, and Adam Ritchie. I have a serious role in the composing.
It looks like you and Lorena Guillen, her voice is amazing. Why, in some of the interviews I read, this is called an audio collage?
Well, what we really were planning to do is to bridge the perceptual gap that there is between listening to a story as something with semantic meaning and listening to sounds that have mostly expressive content. You know, if you pay attention how we listen to songs, different types of songs, differently, when there is a longer story or strophic lyrics that tell a story that you could follow, well, you pay attention to understanding what happens. But when you're listening to music normally, and there might be somebody singing, you hear the words, but you don't necessarily trying to make sense of everything. The big thing is, please somebody explain to me what Stairway to Heaven means, right? We all know that song. We all sang it many times, but we don't really know what it means.
Do we really need to know?
Well, it adds a dimension. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, well, we cannot use the stories as you would hear it on an NPR story.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we need to collage it to have several of those voices give you hints and bits, and you will be listening to those bits and try to know where the story is going without having all the details, because the details would take you, you know, would be a different experience, a non-musical experience. It would be a literary experience primarily. And we try to bridge it by having a short collage at the beginning of each song. And then the last song consists of those little bits of stories explained in a more literary story-like.
Like a story.
That's right.
We're going to listen to that piece as well. But before that, there is a track on your CD that is There Is Always a Hair in the Soup, which brings this old saying, hay siempre un pelo en la sopa, to tell that nothing is perfect. Why is this part of like the center of this project? And it looks like to me like a center.
Well, It's a very vivid thing, because one of the things that appears in all of the interviews is that there's something that you lose and there's something that you gain. And moving is and migrating is one of those big ticket, big loss, big gain, or at least big loss for sure. And when one of the women said that, hay siempre un perro en la sopa, mm-hmm. You know, there's always a hare in the soup, that had to be in the song.
Let's listen to that, and then we'll come back with Alejandro Ruti and this project, The Other Side of My Heart, by Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble, and also more stories about it.
When I moved to the States, I left behind many things in one way, and I didn't
see. I just want to hug my mom. I just want to visit my dad's grave.
My brother came here with me. Can you call me mom till he's five?
I brought husband and children.
We are with Alejandro Ruti, who is currently Associate Professor of Music at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. We are talking about this just released album, The Other Side of My Heart, by the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble. What inspired you to work through the music, particularly based that the lyrics is coming from voices, from interviews? So I guess that the choices around the composition, it must be different from other projects. What did you choose? Why did you choose? How was your creative process around it?
Well, there are two things. One is that I wanted this project to have a sound that is more closely related with popular music and with world music to begin with. So the Lorena Guillen Tango Ensemble was just perfect for that. So it was great to work with them. The other thing is that in this group, in which I play regularly, is centered on Argentine tango style, but not only doing Argentine tango style. So I wanted this song cycle to have a little bit of everything, but not clearly cut. So everything has in the DNA of each of the songs, you could find some tango, you could find some Brazilian rhythms, you could find some Afro-Caribbean rhythms, you could find jazz, you could find other things. And for example, you know, there's this song we talked about, Siempre, There's Always a Hare in the Soup, basically a mixture of northwestern Argentinian or Bolivian musical styles mixed with Paraguayan Guarani styles and, you know, some harmonies that I couldn't probably define.
We don't need it.
We don't need to define. Yeah, essentially everything gets into a soup, and it's not that you could see the styles going one after another, but they kind of interact to create some sort of tango infused mix of things. The last song, Home, starts with some sort of rhythms that somebody from Uruguay may be able to claim as their own.
Some kind of candombe beat.
Some type of candombe
beat. You can, like, feel it, but it's not, like, straightforward to
that's
you.
That's right. That's right. And it's all like that. It's, you know, things are hinted at, but they're never quite there. Then it moves into something that could be a little bit like jazz, but not really, because we're counting it the other way around, right? And it's very, very interesting. And in part, it's great to have the ensemble with a Cuban musician, a American violin player with knowledge of tango, and everyone brings something different to the mix. And I wanted to make sure that the piece has this kind of placeless sound.
Going beyond this project, is this the new way of approaching? Is something that it's because we are all living in this blended world? What's happening around this? Because this project, it's like telling us something around that.
Well, I would say almost the other way around. This is how always music has been. Music has always been about what now we sometimes say cultural appropriation. Right? If you start tracing the origins of any musical style, you will find 3, 4, 5 different cultures in back and forth. I'm not an expert on this, but somebody once told me the Afro-Cuban rhythms then went back to Africa. They liked and they play the imitation of Cuban music in Africa. Right? Were they? Yeah. So I think that this type of hybridization is essential and one of the most essential modes of creativity that musicians have. The issue of genre and genre identification is very strong now, because now we don't have CD stores that much, but somewhere they had to be placed. If you want to sell a CD of a certain style, it had to be in a particular physical place. I mean, we do have the same thing with digital sales,
yeah.
Right?
It's the same thing.
So there is a pressure to define things in neat categories from the commercial side of it, but also from the preservation side of it. People who are the custodians of the tradition, right, and we see that in pretty much every genre, mm-hmm. want to make sure that there is a clear lineage of the things that are part of the canon of a genre or things that shouldn't be there. And hybridization plays against that.
Mm-hmm. Plays it also against that authority as well, in some ways.
Well, no, because you could see, you know, for example, in tango, which is a genre that you know very well, it has played the revival of tango in the 1990s and 2000s was in part given by the fact that people wanted to make sure that things didn't get mixed up too much, and that we knew who the authorities were and which records from the 1930s we were supposed to listen.
Okay. And dance.
Yeah, and dance, that's right. But, you know, after that is done, we're supposed to play with things as we play with Legos or as we play with Play-Doh. Prefer Play-Doh because it doesn't have those clearly defined shapes.
Thank you so much, Alejandro Ruti. We are going to listen to, from this new album, The Other Side of My Heart, we're going to listen to Home and also to continue to play with this music. And congratulations for this project.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Home isn't necessarily a place.
I'm not from here or over there. It's just I'm going to two different worlds.
Okay, but